Hello and welcome to the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio, your global real feel-good radio station. My name is Peter Alton of Circle Podiatry.
And my name is Jonathan Brocklehurst. It's our aim to raise your awareness of just how important your feet are, to give you the solutions to your foot and leg problems, and to teach you how to prevent future issues.
So grab a cuppa, relax, sit back and put your feet up, and enjoy learning about the one part of your body that often gets forgotten. That's right, it's your feet. Hello and welcome once again to the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio. I hope you have had an amazing week, that you've been up to lots of good things this past weekend with the sunshine we've enjoyed here in the UK. And hope that around the world that you listeners are doing well, using your feet, getting out there, walking, getting out there, running, cycling, swimming, dancing, whatever it might be that you're using your feet for. We need to be grateful, those of us that do have feet, because in my profession, we do very often come across people who, for one reason or another, be it war, be it mines, be it diabetes, or other conditions, have actually lost a limb. So be grateful if you are listening with two feet. Be grateful that you have those. And the whole point of this show really is to help you to be able to keep your feet. You know, when I say that to people, sometimes they think, well, you know, of course I'm going to keep my feet. Well, yes, but unfortunately, globally, with the diabetes pandemic that's going on around the world, really, with people developing complications with their diabetes, it is an all too often problem, an outcome that somebody loses a part of their foot or their whole foot or even a whole limb. That's the reason we started these shows, and I say we, you know, my colleague Jonathan regularly does a show here. I'm filling in this week because he's actually, I won't go into what he's up to, but he's busy, and you'll understand, if you don't already know, you'll understand when he next does his show, because I'm sure that he'll be sharing with you the news that he's got and what has kept him busy. Anyway, it's down to me to fill in for this show for you, and I hope that I've got a topic which is going to resonate with many, many of you. And I'll come on to that topic a little bit later. But before I do that, it's been frustrating me a little bit just to be pouring in so many hours into my radio shows. This is about the 140th or so radio show for the Foot Health Show. And I've also done about 210, 215, something like that, diabetes shows. And if you consider that each of those takes a few hours to prepare, that is a heck of a lot of time to put into things. And I'm not going to pretend that it hasn't affected things in my life. It certainly has challenged me to get this stuff done every week. And it's certainly been a challenge with business. It's been a challenge with family. And I'm not looking for sympathy, and I'm looking for a pat on the back and a great round of applause for working so hard for you guys. But what I am trying to do is to try and make my life count a little bit more. Because in all of that time, you will have known that there have been numerous occasions where I have said to you, please do contact me if you've got any suggestions of things to put on the show, if you've got any questions. And it's really been a struggle because there is very, very minimal interaction with you all. And I don't blame you. You're busy and you've got more important things on your mind, maybe. But I'd really encourage you, please do get in touch with us. You can do that via the email, which is contact@circlepodiatry.co.uk. Just put in the subject there, further to the radio show, and then, you know, just write down what it is you want to share. Maybe you are fed up with my voice. Maybe you want to hear more of Jonathan. Maybe you want to hear more of Jonathan playing his trumpet. or piano. Maybe you want different types of music on the show, or a particular topic that you want to hear about, or maybe there's somebody you want to hear from, maybe there's somebody who's got famous feet that you wish, you really wish we could get on. Well, put it down in an email, and we'll do our best to get those people on, to get those topics on, to get the music you want on the show, because this is your show. However, even though it is your show, there's still very limited interaction that we can have. Yes, we can rely on you getting down to write an email, but there's very limited action we can have. So what I'm going to be doing is, alongside this show, I'm intending turning the main topic into a podcast on my website for Circle Podiatry. You can go to there, circlepodiatry.co.uk. Circle as in a round circle. Podiatry, P-O-D-I-A-T-R-Y, and it's .co.uk. And if you go there, you will eventually see the podcast that we'll be doing. You'll also see some of my Health Triangle magazine articles that I've done in the past there. And there is a great amount of information that you can glean from going to our website there. Obviously, if you want an actual in-person appointment or a virtual in-person appointment over the net, then please do get in touch and let us know what your problem is, and we'll direct you to the right person, and, you know, if necessary, refer you on to where we feel you'll get your needs met the best. But I'm hoping that by doing the podcast, we will be able to have a little bit more interaction with you. And you will be able to get the opportunity to ask those questions a little bit easier. I'm also planning on doing webinars from time to time. And, you know, we'll choose some of the most popular topics. Maybe the painful corn, or the ingrown toenail, or the dreaded verruca. Or maybe it'll be flat feet. But we'll do some of these topics. Maybe it'll be to do with diabetes, and maybe you've heard me talk about Charcot foot before. And by the way, if any of these things are, you're going through your mind thinking, well, have I got that? I want to know more about that one. Then if you look back through the various radio shows we've done here on UK Health Radio, you will be able to find some details about some of those topics on some of those specific shows that talk about them. So you can do that by going to bit.ly/foothealthradio, and that should take you straight away to the page on UK Health Radio's website where all of my previous shows are. You only get to see six at a time. You have to scroll back through the six, so it can take a while, but there's going to be loads of different topics you can get there, and we play some great music as well in those. I don't choose it all myself, as many of you know. My guests, I often get them to choose, just to mix up it up a little bit, so it's not all my taste. And again, as I said, if you want your taste on here, then do get in touch and let us know what you want to hear. And within reason, we'll get it played. So, what can we do from here? Well, we're going to get into the topic shortly. But before we do that, each show we have to play a couple of adverts. This is not sponsoring the actual show. This is adverts that sponsor the UK Health Radio station and allow it to keep going. Okay, it's that time in the show where we take a short break to listen to an advert or two from our station sponsors. Please listen in, and then we will be back to the topic of today very shortly.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
That was a couple of adverts from our station sponsors. You're listening to UK Health Radio. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Let's get back to our topic of the week. Podiatry is a great career to be in because you really do not know what is going to come through the door next. Every day is slightly different to the previous day. I'm surprised I'm actually catching myself saying that because certainly when I used to work in the NHS, it used to be a bit run of the mill, some of the things we used to have to do. But having been in private practice, you just don't know what is going to walk through the door next. It could be a 95-year-old who needs their toenails cutting because they can't reach them. It could be a sports person who's pulled a muscle, a tendon, who's damaged a bone. It could be somebody with a nasty, festering, ingrained toenail that they've put up with for years on end. It could be a person with diabetes who is close to needing their toe or their foot amputated. It could be a child with a verruca. It could be somebody who is pregnant and the changes in their body and the weight and the forces are causing problems in the feet. It could be somebody who has got problems with the circulation to their feet. It could be somebody who can't feel their feet. The list goes on and on and on. And it's such a varied day. It's really, I wouldn't say it's necessarily exciting, but it's I'm really grateful that I don't have a run-of-the-mill, doing the same thing over and over and over again job. And if you've got people, actually, that you know, any people who maybe have had problems with work or need to change their career, or maybe you've got some grandchildren or children who are thinking of careers, I'd encourage you to look into podiatry. When I first looked into it, it was the last thing on my mind. It was suggested to me by my mum when I was in my lower sixth, when I really didn't know what I was going to do or where I was going to go to uni. At that point, I was sort of thinking, oh, I'll just do dentistry. I wanted to work with my hands. I wanted to work with people and medical stuff. I enjoyed the sciences. Dentistry seemed like the one. It was an intricate job to do using my hands. I like making models, as you probably have heard if you listen to this show much. I like making model trains. And I did even as a kid. So it did seem that dentistry was the one to go for. And I vowed at that point when my mum was suggesting podiatry, or chiropody as it was called in those days, that I would not do chiropody and I wouldn't go to London. Anyway, I ended up doing podiatry in London, and I'm so grateful because actually this profession has been very good to me, and I really do feel that my life has some real purpose to it, the purpose of helping you keep your feet. And particularly if you've got diabetes, and to be honest, even if you haven't got diabetes, there's quite a good chance that you may well develop pre-diabetes or diabetes in the future, and the more you look after your feet now, the better it will be for you if that day ever comes. We're going to play a song now, and that song is going to hopefully give you a little bit of a hint about what we are going to be talking about today in the show. I've got loads of information to give you, and it may well be that it overlaps into another show. But anyway, the song is going to be called Crocodile Shoes, and the artist's name is Jimmy Nail. I hope you enjoy it. Oh, and by the way, I would like you, during this song, provided you're not driving or on public transport maybe, I would like you, during this song, to slip your socks and shoes off, okay? So you can have a good look at your feet when we start talking again after the song. So get your feet ready, enjoy the song, and I'll catch you after it.
She's always on my mind. smile at her. Still you're always on my mind. With your crocodile shoes, crocodile shoes, crocodile shoes, crocodile shoes. So much in a short time. Don't see my kids. How I miss my wife. I left the world slip through my hands, and now I'm talking to the only friends I have. Crocodile shoes, crocodile shoes, crocodile shoes, crocodile shoes. They're crying too.
That was Jimmy Nail and Crocodile Shoes, and you're probably thinking, well, he did say it was a hint as to what we're going to talk about today. What are we going to be talking about? Are we going to be talking about shoes? Are we going to be talking about crocodiles? Are we going to be talking about a Jimmy? Or are we going to be talking about a nail? Well, yep, we are going to be talking about nails. That's why I played that song. You're listening to the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio, and we're going to be talking about toenails. More specifically, we're going to be talking about what can go wrong with toenails, and particularly as well, we're going to try and touch on it in this show, but it may overlap into another one. We're going to talk about toenail surgery. Okay, so I asked you to take your shoes and socks off during that song, so hopefully some of you have been obedient. I do like an obedient patient. It helps when we're trying to tell someone what's best for them if they actually do listen to us and try and do that. And I think for you today, right now, as you listen to the show, if you are in a safe place where you can do it and you're not going to get shouted out by somebody if you're in a restaurant or something and you just take your shoes or socks off, if you're at home, shall we say, or maybe if you're in the park or something like that and you're listening to this, slip your shoes and socks off. I want you to have a look at your shoes, okay? It's my first little bit of advice to you. Get to know your feet. Understand what's going on down there. Understand whether they're changing at all with the number of miles that you're putting in. Because let's face it, we start our lives as kids, and at that point, we've got about 5 times around the world to travel with our feet. And now, if you were going to drive 5 times around the world, or push bike 5 times around the world, you would make sure that that bike or that car was fit for purpose before you set off. And you'd be getting it checked regularly throughout the journey as well. Yet, most of us with our feet, we just set off on that journey having no idea what the feet are like, having no idea what is potentially going to happen to them. And often we aren't checking as we go along. You know, we don't check when we're aged 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 or 50. Quite often we leave it till we're 55, 60. And even this week I've had so many people in the past week around that sort of age, the mid-50s, who are starting to get those problems, problems that have not been caused by an injury, they've just been caused by the passage of time, creating some extra stresses and forces in places that have given in to those stresses and forces. So it could be that it's a callus under the foot. It could be that whereas before their foot was able to cope with it, now they have diabetes and their foot can't cope with it. It could be that they've just developed this thickened toenail that is causing a problem. Or maybe it's a verruca they've had for many years, not done anything about, and now they've got five or six verrucas. All of those situations I've seen in the past week. But I want you to have a look at your feet, okay? You live with your feet. If you come and see us, we see you maybe for half an hour, maybe every few months, if it's a recurrent problem we need to address. But you live with your feet. You know what they look like, hopefully. And certainly going forwards, after today, because you're going to look at them today, you're going to get used to them today, maybe you're going to take a photo of them today, and then you're going to be able to look back at that in the future and say, you know what? That mole on my foot that I never really noticed before or never really bothered about before, that mole, I've got a photo of it now. I've got a ruler next to it. I know the size of it. Actually, you know, in 5 years' time, you look back and you think, you know what, that has actually changed. You would get it checked out, I would hope. Maybe you do see that verrucas are spreading. Maybe you do see that the toenail is just so distorted. And even your toes can appear distorted as well, because when you're actually looking at your foot, usually you're sitting there and you're looking at the top of your foot. But if you look at it from the side, if you look at it from underneath, you'll have a whole different perception of what's going on. From above, it can quite often look like the toes are nice and straight and there's no problems at all. From the side, you can often see that the toes are beginning to claw back, retract back, or hammer up. And there can quite often be changes that if you looked at it from different angles, you'd notice it. But because you don't, it goes unnoticed. You don't really notice it until the toe is so retracted back or so hammered up that it's actually rubbing on the shoe. Or you have an idea that, yes, you've got a bunion coming, but you don't really notice it or do anything about it until it gets inflamed and rubs raw, or becomes swollen and painful. And that's when you try and do something about it. So have a quick look at your feet. Have a look around. Are there any red marks on them? Are there any calluses underneath? Calluses is hard skin. Are there any really deep, hard areas? That could be a corn. Have you got verrucas? Verrucas are like warts, but instead of a wart on the hand that comes outwards, the verruca often is relatively flattened and sort of indented inwards, maybe. Often has a mosaic appearance. But that's not what we're going to talk about this show. We're going to talk about the nails this show. So I want you to have a look at your toenails. Are there any areas of inflammation in the skin around the toenails? That can be a sign of an ingrown toenail. It can be a sign of an infection of some sort. Are there any areas of inflammation? Are there any obvious areas of hard skin around the edges of the nails? So quite often you can have the edge of a nail and then where it joins the flesh, you can see that there's all this sort of gunk, white gunk, which, and often some hard skin. Maybe your nail is damaged. Has it got lines going across it? Has it got lines going down it? Lines across it are very often associated with trauma. Trauma from your shoe, just a bit of wear and tear, a bit of damage. Maybe you've got a nail which is very discolored. Maybe it's crumbling up. Both of those are likely to be a fungus within the nail. Maybe you've got a nail that is very thick, and you know, when I explain to people who haven't got this, they can't comprehend how anyone can have a nail that might be, you know, a centimeter thick, maybe even more than that. We see them that get really thick and long, and they look a bit like pork scratchings, if you've ever had a pork scratching. Sorry to, I should have put a disclaimer in there beforehand to try and prevent any of you from ever being able to eat a pork scratching again in your life. When I was at college, they handed around a jar of pork scratchings and a jar of these horrible thickened toenails, and you couldn't tell the difference. I'm hoping that none of you are sitting there looking at that right now. I'm also hoping that none of you were eating a bag of pork scratchings whilst I was talking to you there. But anyway, what else can go wrong with toenails? Well, you can get ones that are just semi-thickened. You can get ones which are curled. Now, they can curl over the end of the toe, particularly if they've been left too long. But they can also curl across. So you can have, if you looked at it end on, it would be curling down the corners. And that is called an involuted toenail. There are so many things that can go wrong. You can have calluses under them. You can have corns coming down the sides and under the nail. You can have pressure points through the nail, which is causing a problem. You can have ulcers under the nail. You can have bleeds under the nail. You can have so many different situations with a toenail. You can even have a cancerous growth, a melanoma, under a toenail. So I want you to have a look at those nails and, you know, just talk to yourself about what you're seeing. Are you seeing anything abnormal? Are they beginning to get thickened? Are they curling in? Is it inflamed? You know, some of you might even be looking at it and thinking, you know what? Yes, it is inflamed, and even I can see some pus there. You know, it's quite amazing how people put up with problems for some time. But I want to encourage you to get checked out as soon as possible when you have got any of these things. And I said earlier that we're going to be pointing towards nail surgery and what are some of the reasons why people may consider nail surgery. And by the way, if you were sitting there and you saw something which was really, you're really worried about, please go and see a podiatrist, get some advice. If you're really, really worried and you don't know who to go and see, then by all means, you can send in a photo to our email that I gave you earlier, contact@circlepodiatry.co.uk, contact@circlepodiatry.co.uk, and I would be more than happy to have a quick look at it and advise you. If you want a more detailed appointment, then if you're local to us, come and see us. If you're not local but you're in the UK, by all means, come down. There's a hotel literally opposite one of our practices, so you can stay there and then come and see us. Or you can do a virtual appointment from the comfort of your own home. You can just get your foot out and show me what the problem is, what your concern is, and I'll be able to hopefully give you a good idea of the way forwards to try and address that problem for you. Of course, the beauty of that is you can do it from anywhere in the world, which is a great opportunity for you. So we're going to have a few more ads for the station, and then after that we'll get into a little bit more detail about what actually can cause a problem with your toenails. Okay, it's that time in the show where we take a short break to listen to an advert or two from our station sponsors. Please listen in, and then we will be back to the topic of today very shortly.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip, because nothing's better.
The station that makes you feel good.
That was a couple of adverts from our station sponsors. You're listening to UK Health Radio. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Let's get back to our topic of the week. Well, if you joined us during the show, you might be wondering what's going on at the moment, what we're talking about today. Well, first of all, join my other listeners in taking your socks and shoes off, because we've had a little bit of a look at our feet in the past few minutes, and what we have been looking for is particularly the nails. But it's not a bad idea actually to be, you know, really aware of how your feet look, and then you can notice changes in them. And I even suggest to people they actually have somewhere on their phone a folder where they have pictures of things in their body that they might be concerned about. So if you've got some dodgy moles, you might want to keep some pictures there of those moles, particularly with a ruler next to them, so that you can actually see if they do start changing. Likewise with the feet, there's lots of things that can go wrong with feet. We've talked about that earlier in the show. Do go back and have a listen if you've joined us partway through. But there's loads of different things that can be changing gradually with your feet, very gradually. And remember, we've talked on this show before about the grandparent syndrome, where because you're living with the problem, you don't notice the changes. Just like grandparents notice the changes in their grandchildren, whereas the parents of those grandchildren may not notice the changes quite so much. You're living with your feet, you probably won't see the changes until it becomes a problem. Other people look at your feet, if they were looking at your feet, that is, and they would see the changes from year to year. It is so common that I see people who are older in age who actually just say to me, look, Peter, I never thought my feet would end up like this, and look at them now. And they haven't really noticed it happening. Maybe subconsciously they've been a little bit aware that shoes don't fit quite so well, or maybe that, you know, nails are getting harder to cut, but they haven't really got a clue that their feet have changed as much as they have done. And some of that is aging, and it will happen, and there's not a lot you can do about it. But there are things, some things that you can do stuff about. There are some things that you can do earlier on in life to try and prevent problems occurring. And there are some things you can do that when the problems have occurred to prevent them becoming a bigger problem later on. But anyway, you've got your shoes and socks off, you're looking at those toenails, and we're going to just go through some of the things that can happen and some of the reasons why they might happen. So one of the most common problems with toenails is that as you get older, they tend to get thicker. And that's one of the reasons why we're kept busy, because they get thick. And even if you can reach your feet, which as you get older, you often can't, but if you can, and if you can see your feet, because as you get older, often your eyesight isn't so good, so you can't reach them and you can't see them. Even if you can do both of those, you can get down to them and you can see them. Quite often, they have got thickened and therefore you're not able to cut them anyway. So it keeps us busy. But anyway, why are those nails thickening? Well, there's a couple of, well, there's several reasons actually, but a couple of main reasons, and I would like to split those into sort of like micro trauma, repetitive micro trauma, and then big one-off incidents. So some of you will be in a situation where you're looking at your feet now and you can see that big chunky toenail, and it's happened and you remember vividly, because you can remember the air around you going black and blue, and probably your toe as well, because you dropped something heavy on it. That's one of the key things. You have trauma, a traumatic incident once upon a time to your toenail has led to it growing thick. And that is what happens. And by the way, if you ever do drop something on it and you do get, you know, you can sense it's throbbing and there's blood under the nail, go and see a podiatrist or to A&E, where we can puncture the nail so that the blood can be released, and that often will reduce the amount of destruction that takes place and the amount of damage on the cells that grows the nail. If the trauma is big enough, then it will still grow thickened, but the longer term trauma of a lot of blood under the nail can definitely damage the cells, which means that the nail is going to grow back in a thickened state. And these are the ones I was talking about earlier on, about looking a bit like pork scratchings. They can grow upwards instead of outwards. So instead of having a long nail that you can cut, you have this thickened nail growing, you know, pretty much vertically up as it grows out a little bit as well. And they are pretty horrible to do. We used to use a drill to grind them down. Because of the dust that creates and hangs around in the air for about 6 hours, we generally whittle it down with a little blade and then file it. And that's quite an effective way of trying to treat that. However, it's irreversible. Once the nail bed, nail matrix, where the nail grows from its root, once it's damaged, then it is going to grow thickened, and there's nothing you can do about it other than maintain it or have a surgical procedure to remove it. And we'll come to that later and in a future show. So that is the one-off trauma causing your thickened nail that you can see down there. Another cause of it is micro trauma over the years. So you may not remember a big incident, but maybe your toe maybe curls up, or maybe you wear shoes that have been putting too much pressure on it, and the nail has therefore grown thickened as a result of that. Again, it tends to be damage to that the cells that the nail grows from, which is irreversible, and it has to be maintained. And then there's a third reason why nails can get thickened, and that is a fungal infection. So fungal infections in the nails distort the growth of it. They get thickened and crumbly and yellow. And quite often there is a mixture of the fungus in there and also the traumatic incidents that have caused the nail to grow thick in the first place. And that tends to be when the fungus gets in. If you wear nail polish a lot, ladies, or gents for that matter, if you wear nail polish a lot, then that does tend to dry the surface of the nail out more, and it allows the fungus to get in. And of course, if you have got damaged nails and they do look a little bit thickened, you're quite likely to be wanting to keep them covered up so they look better to people. And of course, that then allows the fungus to get in, and a bit of a vicious cycle of things getting worse and worse, the nail getting thickened and thickened. So that's the trauma things that we've got going on there. Then there's some of you might be looking down there and seeing inflammation around the toe, and that can be inflammation at the base of the toe. And if that's happening, the likelihood is that maybe you've got one of those thick nails which is getting pushed around in the shoe, and where it attaches at the base of the nail is getting traumatized. Or you might have a perfectly normal thin nail growing out normally, but maybe it's been left a bit long. And if it's been left a bit long, then just like when you are lifting something heavy with a lever, the longer the lever, the more force at the point you're trying to lift it. The same with toenails. The longer the nail, the more force where it joins to the toe. So don't keep your nails too long. You don't want them too short either. And that brings me to my next point, which is that quite often the way you cut your toenails leads to a problem as well. So please do be aware of that. Don't go digging down the corners. Try and cut straight across if you can. Some people have very curled in nails at the corners, which we're going to talk about in a minute, and those themselves can then grow in. So it's really important that when you cut them, you do not leave a little spike down the side. That's will cause a classic ingrown toenail, which we will talk about in a subsequent week. It's a huge topic, ingrown toenails, the various types of them, and the various surgical treatments that we can do for them. So if you're looking down at your nail and you can not really tell whether it's curled or not, get someone to take a photograph of it end on. So you're looking at the end of your toe and have a look to see how curled in it is. And if it is curled in, then we need to be considering perhaps having surgical procedure to remove the sides of the nail where it does curl in. Fairly simple treatment that can be done in most podiatry clinics, local anaesthetic, piece of a nail taken away and the root of it killed so that little bit of the nail doesn't grow anymore. Do remember that the type of shoe you're going to wear will have a massive impact on your toenails. It can cause an ingrown toenail by having it too tight. It can cause trauma over the years, causing micro damage and therefore the nail to get thickened. You want to have a shoe where hopefully your foot is held back in the shoe by laces or a strap, so it's not sliding forward. You want to have a shoe which is able to accommodate whatever your toes are looking like. So if they've become a bit distorted, the shoe shape is probably going to need to be different to what it was when you were 21 strutting your stuff on the dance floor. So you may need to have a squarer toe box. You may need to have a deeper toe box, and that's something which is often overlooked. People think, yeah, I won't do the pointed ones anymore, but they forget about how shallow the toe box of a shoe can be sometimes, and you probably need to have a slightly deeper one there. Now, it'd be wrong of me to talk about all these things and not to mention the fact that you can get nasty things on your feet. If you've got diabetes and you notice any areas there which are looking blackened, go and see a podiatrist straight away, or A&E even. If you've got a mole or a dark patch that is growing in your nail, then it is worth getting that checked out as well. Go and see a podiatrist, because you can get skin cancers under the nail, melanomas under the nail. And that's why when somebody comes to see me in practice, a lady, I always tell them to take their nail polish off before they come and see us. And if they haven't done, then I tell them, next time you come, I want to see what's going on in your nails, just in case. Because we can take a photo of it, we can refer you on, and we can monitor how it's doing. It's not always something nasty, but it can be a skin cancer under the nail. So it's worth getting that professional opinion. And as I said earlier, if you haven't got a podiatrist near you, if you're living in a country, there's so many countries are without a podiatrist, then by all means do get in touch with us at contact@circlepodiatry.co.uk, contact@circlepodiatry.co.uk, and we can arrange a virtual appointment, and you can send some pictures over and get the benefit of my 34 years of experience so far, where I can hopefully help you to point you in the right direction and maybe give you some tips. Now, a lot of these problems that we have talked about today, the thickened toenails, the ones where they're growing really thick, ones where they're curling in, the ones where you've got actually got an ingrowing toenail, the nail itself is into the flesh, all of these will quite often cause quite a lot of pain. And people often put up with them at first because it's only minor pain, and then gradually it becomes more and more persistent, keeps them awake, and then they come to us desperate for us to resolve it, like yesterday. And yet it can sometimes be a bit of a drawn out process. So for the problems that we've got with the amount of pain that the person's getting, quite often it's difficult to resolve it the first time they come to us. So with all the problems, it's best to try and catch them early so you don't end up with a really nasty, painful situation. We're going to listen to a song now before we close out the show. And the song is going to be by the band The Police. And I think appropriately, with some of you looking at your feet there and the experiences that you're having with them recently, we're going to sing, we're not going to sing, we're going to listen to the song King of Pain by The Police. I hope you enjoy it.
It's the same old thing as yesterday.
That was The Police and King of Pain. You've been listening to the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio, and I hope you've had a good time listening to us. I hope you've had a good inspection of your own feet or your spouse's feet, and you know now whether or not you've got a problem with your nails and whether or not you need to do something about it. Hopefully you know what to do about it. Go and see a podiatrist or contact us and have a virtual appointment where we can actually just give you some, hopefully some reassurance that it's nothing too serious, or if we feel it is serious, at least we can point you in the right direction to get the right treatment at the right time. So please do contact us if you want to know more about your own feet, if you want to give us some suggestions for future shows, if you just want to choose a song which isn't reminding you about the pain you're in. I hope that Sting's song there, The Police song there, King of Pain, wasn't too traumatic for you. So please do let us know what you want from the Foot Health Show. And please don't forget as well, go along to our website, www.circlepodiatry.co.uk, and we will be putting up there soon. We're just launching a new website in the next week or so, and we should have up there the beginning of a new podcast I'll be doing in association with this show that I do here. It's going to be linked to it, and hopefully then you'll be able to have a little bit more interaction with me than we can currently do here. So please do take time to go and check out what is on our website there. We have got the Health Triangle magazine articles as well that I do from time to time, and I'm sure you'll be able to find something about your problem on there. If you can't, just drop us an email. You can do that via the website, or you can do it just directly by contact@circlepodiatry.co.uk. Drop us an email with your query. Pop in some photos of your feet if it's specifically about your feet. And I hope that we can help you to keep your feet on the ends of your legs, for starters. That's a pretty good start. But also to keep your feet able to do the things that you enjoy doing with those you love. And all the different things that feet can be used for will be able to be continued into your old age. Thank you so much for listening to the show this week. I do hope you have an amazing week ahead. Keep using those feet. Keep running. Keep dancing. Keep walking. Keep doing whatever you do with them. Make sure you look after them. They are important. You only get one pair and you ain't getting any younger. Neither am I too. Have a fantastic week and God bless. Well, that's all we've got time for this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Foot Health Show on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. All that remains is for me to say, have a fantastic week. Keep safe, keep those legs and feet moving, and don't forget to tune in again with your friends next week.